Psalm 95, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 98, verse 1.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. And his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory.
Genesis 49 and verse 10, Psalm 118 and verse 24.
We are gathering together unto him. We are gathering together unto him. Shall the gathering of the people be. We are gathering together unto him. We are gathering together unto him. We are gathering together unto him. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. We are gathering together unto him. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad.
glad in it. Yes, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. And we are gathering together unto Him. We are gathering together unto Him. Unto Him shall the gathering of the people be. We are gathering together unto Him.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, He will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. O, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. O, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. O, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. From Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Yes, great is the Lord, and great
greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11.
Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power.
A song taken from Isaiah 1 and 2.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come buy and eat. Come buy without money, come buy without price. Come buy milk and honey, all from Jesus Christ. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfieth not? Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come buy and eat. Hearken unto me and eat that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness, fatness, fatness. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He
that hath no money, come buy and eat. Yes, oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come buy and eat. Come buy without money, come buy without price. Come buy milk and honey, all from Jesus Christ. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfieth not? O, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come buy and eat. Hearken unto me and eat that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness, fatness, fatness. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. He that hath no money, come buy and eat.
Colossians 3 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. From Psalm 61, verse 1 and 2.
Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry on. That is higher than I, that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I.
Psalm 3, verse 3 and 4.
My glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head.
the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. He's my glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head.
Psalm 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Oh, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Oh, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Psalm 96, from verse 7, 8, and 9.
Give unto the Lord, O ye people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name.
give unto the Lord. Glory and strength give unto the Lord. The glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
From Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3.
I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. For death, he has given me life. Yes, for death, he has given me life. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise.
Psalm 134.
Come bless the Lord, ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord.
Warfare. From the Scriptures, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Jeremiah 51 and verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapon of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. 1 John 3 and verse 8. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For our warfare, then, let us put off fear. From Jeremiah chapter 12.
If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how then wilt thou contend with the horsemen at the charge of the enemy? If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how then wilt thou contend with the horsemen at the charge of the enemy? For the sword of the Lord shall devour in that great judgment hour. How then wilt thou contend with the horsemen at the charge of the enemy? If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how then wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan when the wrath of the Lord shall be? If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how then wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan when the wrath of the Lord shall be? For the sword of the Lord shall devour in that great judgment hour. How then wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan when the wrath of the Lord shall be?
From 2 Samuel 22, verse 2, 3, and 4.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress and deliverer, the God of my rock. In Him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. From violence, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord is worthy to be praised. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and deliverer, the God of my rock. In Him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge. My Savior, Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord is worthy to be praised.
Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Have not I commanded thee?
Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Whithersoever thou goest.
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7.
For God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. For God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. For God has not given to us a spirit.
25, verse 1 and 2.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Hallelujah unto thee. O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Hallelujah unto thee. O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Having then put off fear, let us put on holiness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
If we confess our sins unto him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful and just to forgive. If we confess our sins unto him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful and just to forgive.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
From Obadiah, verse 17.
Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame. A
upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. We will remember thy name. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. The house of Joseph a flame. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And we will remember thy name.
A song from the 6th chapter of Ephesians.
Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. That you be able to stand against the enemy. Put round about you the girdle of truth. And the breastplate of righteousness. Feet shod with the sandals of peace. Lift up the shield of faith. You'll need the helmet of his salvation. And the sword of the Spirit too, which is the mighty Word of God, the mighty Word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Pray always all manner of prayer. Pray in the Spirit and bring request for all saints everywhere. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Let you be able to stand against the enemy.
Second Corinthians 10, 3, 4, and 5.
Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah, they are mighty, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah, they are mighty, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
The curse breaking power of our Lord Jesus Christ, revealed in Colossians 2, verses 14 and 15.
Christ Jesus blotting out the handwriting of ordinances against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities, having spoiled powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Christ Jesus blotting out the handwriting of ordinances against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of our way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities, having spoiled powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them.
We can take great joy then in the battle with the knowledge that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already won us the victory. From Luke chapter 10 and verse 19.
Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give you and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Psalm 149, verse 8 and 9.
To bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, this honor have all his saints. To bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, this honor have all his saints.
Excerpts from Psalm 35.
Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Let their way be dark and slippery.
let them be as shaft before the wind. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his hidden net catch himself. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, and of thy praise all the day long. And of thy praise all the day long.
Excerpts taken from 2 Samuel 22 and verse 30, Psalm 68 and verse 1, and Revelation 12 and verse 11.
Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's my sword, he's my shield. He gives power to all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am free from all condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. And they loved not their lives unto death. And we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. And we love not our lives unto death. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise.
Though the hosts of hell prevail, and the demons compass me about, and they tell me that God is against me, that he will not help me out. God in heaven will answer and save me, and the armies of heaven will battle, while the angels of darkness shall flee at the light of his majesty. For the Lord is my light, O whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? for I'm free, free, free.
Yes, I'm free, free, free. Oh, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. For Jesus has set me free.
Though the hosts of hell prevail, and the demons come past me about,
and they tell me that God is against me, that he will not help me out,
God in heaven will answer and save me,
and the armies of heaven will battle,
while the angels of darkness will flee
at the light of his majesty.
For the Lord is my light, oh, whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
For I'm free, free, free.
Yes, I'm free, free, free. Oh, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. For Jesus has set me free.
From Galatians, chapter 5.
Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.